我们感谢主，他又给我们一次机会来相聚在他的面前。
We thank the Lord for giving another opportunity to gather before Him.
你知道第一堂，因为弟兄姐妹还在，可能还在路上，所以人数比较不多。
I know that many brothers and sisters may be still on their way to the campsite, and so we don't have that many in presence as of now.
所以在聚会唱诗歌以前，我想问一个问题，就是在我们中间有没有今年是第一次来参加聚会的？
Now before our celebration, we'll ask how many of you attended this conference for the first time?
好，感谢主。还有没有？两位、三位、四，好，感谢主，感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
那其他的弟兄姐妹，你都是有经验了，对不对
？So for the rest of you, you are experienced。
因为你不单是第一次来，还是来了多次。
Because it's not only your first time here, but you've been here multiple times。
但是我是想问那些。来了多次的弟兄姐妹，你来的目的是什么
？But I will ask those of you who came here for many times, what is the purpose for you to come here?
你来的目的是什么
？Why are you here?
啊，你不需要在这里答我，但是你可以向主告诉主你的心，
well,
你的目的是什么
？You don't need to answer me, but You should have an answer for the Lord. What is your purpose?
So, 主为我们每一年都预备这段的时间，让我们来亲近他。
Now, every year, the Lord prepared this time so that we can come and to draw close to Him.
希望我们不是因为时光，或许是因为责任。
Hopefully, it is not because of this is a routine or because it is our duty.
We
came here because there is a purpose.
这个目的是什么?
What is that purpose?
是神的旨旨。
That is God Himself.
是因为我们要见他。
Because we desire to see Him.
也愿意我们每一位，无论你是第一次还是来多次的，都能够在这儿碰见我们的主。
And so for either those of you who came for the first time or for many times, we can all meet the Lord here.
好，我们唱一首诗歌好不好？268首。
Let's hand a hymn together, 268.
这首诗歌就告诉我们，我心所追求的乃是神的旨旨。
This hymn tells us, my goal is God Himself.
希望这首诗歌是代表你跟我，我们的心也是一样的，来的目的是追求神自己。
Now may this hymn be the Christ of our hearts that my goal is God Himself.
所以第一节那里告诉我们，我心所追求乃是神自己，不是乐与安，也不是福气。
Now the first stanza, he says, "My goal is God Himself, not joy nor peace nor even blessing."
我能出代价大到这圣地，不是因为支持，乃是因他的恩力。
And it is to lead me here, not mine but His.
虽然今天现在人数还不多，但是我们都把我们的嗓子打开来唱。
Now, even though we haven't reached a capacity yet, but let's open up ourselves and sing this hymn.
第一节
First stanza. My goal is God Himself, no joy nor peace, nor even rest, and God Himself my care. When is the light yet that not us but is, as many plus here, lies my tiny road.
稍微唱快一点，还是第一节。
Stanza one.
What is the
sin, as the joy nor peace,
追求也不能够拖拖拉拉的，慢慢太慢了。
再快一点来。We say our pursuit should not be too relaxed. Let's speed up a little bit even more.
我心所求，乃是成全你。我的心是追求什么？神自己。再来第一节。我心所求，乃是神的旨意。请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
在这个末世的时候，在这艰难的日子，你仍然给我们机会到你的面前来。
Lord, at the end time, at a difficult time, you still gather us before you.
主啊，但愿我们的人的身体到这来，我们的心也到主的面前去。
Lord, may our entire being and our hearts all come before you.
主啊，愿意你用着这一段的时间，这个聚会，主啊，向我们每一个人说话。
And Lord, may you speak to each one of us in these meetings.
叫我们里边起变化。
And so that there will be change
within us. 叫我们软弱的心灵软弱 的体力可以重新的起来，追随跟随主，追求你。
And so that our weakened body, soul, and spirit will be quickened, that we can pursue after you.
主啊，我们把我们当中每一位的讲员，每一位参加的弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
And Lord, we commit each of the speaking brothers and all the attending brothers and sisters into thy hands.
因为你把我们召聚，一定有你的目的。
Because you do have a purpose, since you already gather us.
就求主用着你所使用的器皿，主啊，把你心里边的话向我们释放过来。
And Lord, may you speak the words from your heart through your vessels.
主啊，我们就在你的面前，就在这儿说，主啊，我们等候你。
And Lord, we all say we are all here waiting before you.
求你向我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us.
谢谢我们的主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank our Lord in Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen.
好，我们来从开始唱，把整首诗歌都唱完，268首。
Hymns 268, the entire hymn.
好，预备，来。
My God is God, His song, no joy nor peace, nor even blessing, but Himself, my God. 'Tis His delighting, that all my body is, and
Fills my deepest prayer.
节就是说，于是我知他是我所要，于是我要做他是我的所望。盼望我们每一位，你都有这样的一个心思，到主的面前来。
So then the fourth said, one thing I know I cannot see him made. Do we have such a heart?
第四节。
Send the four.
预备，来。于是我说。
We'll give time to our brother Sun.
Thank you, Lord, in this year.也是最后一个周末，主给我们这样的机会，能够一同聚在他的跟前。
I thank the Lord at the end of this year, also the last weekend of this year, we're able to gather in His presence.
我这一次呢，在主们所寻求和弟兄姊妹所要交通的啊，这个题目呢，出在马太福音。
This time, as I sought the Lord, the topic that we will fellowship together on is from the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第十一章。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我们好不好？请弟兄姊妹和我一起来读一下。
Our brothers and sisters, let us all read it together. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
我们这个中文先读，然后再读英文。
We'll ask the Chinese to read it first, and then we'll read it together in English.
来，从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
English. But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence, and the violent seize upon it.
我所要交通的呢？就是天国是努力进入的。
What we want to fellowship upon is that we have to enter the kingdom with violence.
如果这次特会完了
，After the conference is over，
我所讲的东西你都记不住。
If you forget what I share，
但是这句话请你记住。
But remember this phrase，
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence.
我们中文的来一遍，好吧，弟兄姊妹们，你讲，大声的讲，你把它记在心里。
So brothers and sisters, let's repeat this phrase first in Chinese.
天国是努力进入的。
Now in English, the kingdom of the heavens is taken by violence.
再来一遍。
Once again.
我感觉声音不够大啊。
I don't hear you.
天国是努力进入的。
All right, English.The kingdom of heavens is taken by violence.
主说，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
The Lord says that the kingdom of heavens is taken by violence, and the violent seize on it.
今天是第一堂啊。
Now today is the first message.
所以我开头呢有一点劝勉的话。
At first, I'd like to have some words of encouragement.
那么也有一点鼓励的话。
And some words of cheer.
我们都知道神创造的整个万有。
Now we know when God created all things.
每一样事物都有结局。
All things that he created have an end.
所以我们每一个人的一生也有结局。
Even for us, each one of us, our lives also have an end.
我们基督徒的生活侍奉 也有结局。
As a Christian, our life, our service also has an end.
在传道书里面有一句话。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, there are these words.
在第七章第八节那里说。
Chapter 7, verse 8, there says,
事情的终局强如事情的开头。
Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof.
这就是说事情的结局要比事情的开头更重要更好。
In other words, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. The end is more important, is even better.
这句话对我们是重要的提醒。
These words are an important reminder for us.
也许我们作为基督徒开头很好。
Perhaps as a Christian we began well.
但最后结局不好。
But if our end is not good,
那个就不好了。
Then it is not good.
如果我们开头不太好。
Perhaps we did not begin so well.
但是结局好。
But if our end is good,
那就是好。
That would be good.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
主到今天还没有回来。
Before the Lord returns.
主人就给我们机会。
The Lord still affords us the opportunity.
所以我们希望每个弟兄姊妹。
So that brothers and sisters, each one of us.
都在主面前有个强烈的心愿。
We each would have a strong desire.
我们希望有一个好的结局。
We all desire a good end.
今天一般弟兄姊妹常常想到什么是好的结局呢？
Now perhaps brothers and sisters, we consider what does it mean to have a good end?
就是我无病无灾，睡一觉就到主那里去了。
I can go through life without any, with good health, with no illness, and I just sleep and I wake up and I'm with the Lord. That would be good.
但是这不是主要我们有的结局。
But that is not the end that the Lord desires for us.
一般的弟兄姊妹常常想，将来的结局就进永远。
Now many brothers and sisters say our end is we will enter into eternity.
将来的结局就上天堂。
And our end is we will be in heaven.
但是这个呢？弟兄姊妹，是神要给我们的福气。
Yes, brothers and sisters, that is the blessing which God does give us.
但是神更盼望我们得着更好的福气。
But better still, God desires a greater blessing for us.
所以当我们仔细读圣经，
So as we read the scriptures carefully,
我们就发觉基督徒最好的结局是进天国。
We discover the best end for a Christian is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
请弟兄姊妹牢记。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember this
carefully. 我们最好的结局是进天国。
Our best end is enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你若进不了天国，
if we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven,
一切都归徒然。
Then all would be in vain.
不管你在地上拥有多少，
no matter how much possessions
we have in this world, 不管你做多少，
or how much we have done,
你有多少的名声，
or how much fame we have,
你有多少可夸耀的事物，
or many things we can boast of,
都没有意义。
It is meaningless.
一定要进天国。
We must enter the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是何等重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
而我们晓得，今天我们来到末后的时代。
We know as we are in the last days.
神的国度很快要降临。
The kingdom of the Lord will come quickly.
到那个时候，一切都被显明出来。
And all will be made manifest.
所以今天在我们还有机会的时候，
So today, while we still have an opportunity,
我们要相互的劝勉。
We must encourage one another.
我鼓励自己，也鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I encourage myself and I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
要好好的在主面前来追求。
We must pursue well before the Lord.
要努力进天国。
We must enter the kingdom of heaven with violence, with diligence.
感谢主，我们中文这个翻译是蛮好的。
Now, brothers and sisters, this Chinese translation is wonderful.
你读原文你就知道这个努力这个字原文是 violence, 这是一个暴力。
Now, we know this word diligence or effort in the Chinese, but in the original, it is violence. It is violent.
我记得尼托森弟兄啊解释这个字啊，他说呢，这个字啊意思就是说你要把自己打得个鼻青眼肿的。
Now, I remember our brother Watchman Nee describes this word violence means you have to beat yourself up in the sense that you're all bruised.
以前年轻时候我觉得，哎，这个话很好，很雄壮。
And when I was young, I felt that these words are very wonderful, very ambitious.
后来我在想啊，如果主回来了，看见个个都是鼻青眼肿。
Now, if the Lord returns and he sees that we are all bruised and we're all swollen,
那主的心不会欢喜，对不对？
Now, of course, then our Lord would not be glad to see his children in that state. But we must know.
有天你回家，你看你的儿女鼻青眼肿。
If the children come home and the parents see that their children's faces are bruised and swollen.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个字是鼓励我们 要付点代价跟随。
This word violence is an encouragement reminder for us there is a cost.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当然，我们用这个鼻青眼肿这个形容的话呢，我觉得不是那么好啊。
No, so I don't think it is a great description that we have a bloody nose and our faces are swollen and bruised.
圣经中也有这样的话，说是将来得胜者可以进天国。
And there are these words in the scripture that says us that the overcomers will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我年轻时候我很怕听见这个字。
Now, when I was young, I was very fearful to hear these words.
我相信你们很多人可能跟我有同样的心理。
Now, perhaps you may have the same sentiment.
我们一讲得胜。
When we say about overcoming,
我里面立刻感觉我是没盼望
的。Immediately I feel, well, I'm hopeless then.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你会得胜吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel that you will overcome?
你是得胜的吗？
Are you an overcomer?
至少对我来讲。
At least for myself.
一讲得胜。
When we speak about overcoming,
我心里面就立刻下沉。
Then I feel very downcast.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天呢，我们先不要讲得胜。
Let us first not speak about overcoming.
因为你到底是不是得胜者
？Because whether we are an overcomer,
你自己不能决定。
We cannot determine that ourselves.
是到那一天，主说你是得胜者，你才是得胜者。
It is on that day when our Lord says you are an overcomer, then we are an overcomer.
所以我就说，中文用这个努力这个字就很好。
And so in the Chinese, to have diligent effort, there is a wonderful word.
我们先不讲得胜。
Let us not first speak about overcoming.
我们讲怎么来努力。
But let us say how to be diligent.
这个可以吧。
Then we can all understand.
所有弟兄姊妹都可以努力。
So brothers and sisters, we all can have diligence and effort.
无论如何你要努力。
We have to have some diligence, exert some effort.
那这个字呢也提醒我们。
Now this word also reminds us.
你不要轻看了这件事情。
Now, do not take this lightly.
不要以为说呢，我们轻描淡写的将来就进天国了。
Do not think we can just stroll in lightly into the kingdom of heaven.
因为主说是努力的人进天国。
Because the Lord says it is entered by those who are violent.
所以以往如果弟兄姊妹在属灵的事情上面，你轻描淡写，不在意，无所谓。
So, brothers and sisters, if we have a carefree attitude that we can just stroll right in.
现在愿主的话激励我们。
So may the word of God remind and encourage us.
绝不要轻看这件事情。
We cannot despise and take this lightly.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
要付一点代价。
We have to pay some cost.
那么这个努力也是告诉我们。
Now this diligent effort also tells us.
就在今生今世。
In this lifetime.
我们要持守真理。
We must hold fast to the truth.
不顾情面。
That we cannot give favor or be partial to anyone.
因为你知道我们天然的感情。
You know, in our natural affection.
很容易在真理上妥协。
That we can compromise with the truth.
我们觉得这个也可以，那个也无所谓。
Oh, I think this is okay, and that's fine too.
如果你想进天国。
If we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你这个态度是进不去的。
With such an attitude, we cannot enter.
在真理上绝对不能妥协。
That we cannot compromise the truth at all.
我们不能用我们的情感来扭曲真理。
We cannot use our natural affection to twist the truth.
所以这里讲到这个努力。
So here when it says diligence,
有很大一部分是对付我们天然的感情的。
Much of it is still deal with our flesh, our natural affection.
如果你胜不过你自己天然的感情
，If we cannot overcome that natural affection,
胜不过你自己的选择，你自己的喜好
，Or we cannot triumph over our will and our desires.
你不能按照真理行。
And we do not walk in the truth.
不能坚守真理。
But we must hold fast to the truth.
可能我们就失去那个福分。
If we do not do so, we'll lose that blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
希望弟兄姊妹牢记。
Our brothers and sisters, keep in mind.
尤其在这个末了的时代。
Especially in these last days.
主告诉我们。
The Lord tells us.
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence is taken by violence.
我再说什么都可以忘记。
So I say you can forget everything else.
但愿主把这句话印在我们心里。
But you must have these words impressed by the
Lord in our hearts. 印在每个弟兄姊妹心里。
Upon each one of our hearts.
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven is taken by force.
你们愿意跟我再说一次吗
？So I say it once again. Repeat after me.
说在自己的心里面。
Say it to yourself.
来。
Again,
天国是努力进入的。
The kingdom of heaven is taken by force.
我们愿主给每个弟兄姊妹 都能有一点这个心愿。
And may the Lord grant this desire to each and every one of us.
我再说
I say again.
主还没回来
Before the Lord returns.
今天是我们的机会
Today is our opportunity.
如果你失去这个机会
If we lose this opportunity.
那个懊悔是没有办法用言语来形容的
That regret, that deep regret cannot be described.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters.
那么到底什么是天国呢
what is the kingdom of heaven then?
那么今天早晨我愿意和弟兄姊妹把天国的意义给弟兄姊妹做一个简要的一个介绍。
This morning, I'd like to have a brief introduction about the kingdom of heaven with brothers and sisters.
首先我们要记得一件事情。
First, we must remember.
神的国度只有一个。
There is only one kingdom of God.
神没有很多国度。
God does not have many kingdoms.
神的国度只有一个。
There is only one kingdom of God.
但在圣经里面给我们提到了有很多不同的名称。
But in the Bible, there are many different names with the kingdom of God.
那么这些名称呢，只不过是说明那个国度的意义和内容的。
Now, the different names associated with the kingdom of God only describes to us the difference of the content.And the meaning of the kingdom of God.
神的国是永远的国。
Now the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom.
只有一个国。
Only one kingdom.
是从永远到永远的。
From everlasting to everlasting.
在旧约时代中。
In the old covenant.
曾经神希望建立所谓弥赛亚国。
When God wants to establish the messianic kingdom.
那个国是属于基督的。
That is the kingdom of Christ.
这个意义是这样。
That is the meaning.
那么到了这个。新约圣经里面
Now in the New Covenant
也称这个国为父的国
It is also called my father's kingdom
什么叫做父的国呢
Now what does it mean? My father's kingdom
这很清楚告诉我们
Very clearly it tells us
在这个国度中间的人都是神的儿女
That in this kingdom of God all the father's kingdom they are all the children of God
这个国不仅属于父亲的
Not only does this kingdom belong to the father
也是只有所有神的儿女才能进入的。
But only the children of God can enter this kingdom.
所以你若没有主，没有神的生命
，So if you do not have the life of the Lord，
你是不能在这个国度里面的。
We cannot enter into this kingdom.
这个叫做父的国。
That means it is the Father's kingdom.
在哥罗西书也讲到爱子的国。
And it also tells us in Colossians it is the kingdom of the dear Son.
这个国不仅是属于神的爱子的。
Now this kingdom not only belongs to His dear Son.
另外一个意思告诉我们。
Another meaning that tells us.
在这个国度中，所有的人都是蒙爱的。
That all those who are in the kingdom of God is beloved.
你如果不是神的爱子，你不能在这个国度。
If you're not a beloved son of God, you are not in this kingdom.
所以约翰在晚年时候告诉我们，我们是蒙爱的圣徒。
And so in the elderly age, John tells us that we are beloved saints.
保罗也讲，神把我们摆在蒙爱的地位上。
Paul also tells us we are in this position that we are beloved.
神给我们儿子的名分。
That he has given us sonship.
并且把我们摆在蒙爱的地位上。
And that we are beloved of God.
这些跟国度有关系。
And they are all associated with the kingdom.
所以父的国，子的国。
So the kingdom of the Father, the kingdom of the Son.
说明他的更多的意义。
That really expounds on that meaning of that nature of that
kingdom. 那么这个天国是什么意思呢？
Now, what does it mean for the kingdom of heaven?
我想事先先说明一下啊。
So first, I want to make clear.
因为过去几百年。
Now, in the several centuries before.
在教会历史中。
In church history.
关于国度的问题。
Now, concerning this topic, the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄们中间的争执很厉害。
There's much debate and fighting amongst the brethren.
个人有个人不同的解释。
And each and everyone has their different meaning.
那么甚至呢，因为这个不同的解释闹到教会分裂。
And because of such different interpretation, there's division in the church.
所以呢。这次主让我有这个负担讲这个题目。
So today, when the Lord has given me this burden to share on this topic,
我要避开那些可以争论的东西。
So I want to avoid things, matters that can lead to.
因为这个真理对神的儿女来讲太重要了。
Some differences. So because this truth is very important to all the children of God.
虽然我也知道一些关于那些争论的原因。
And I know of some of the reasons behind different.Differences on the interpretation.
但这个我没有负担去讲这些。
But I don't have a burden to share on those things.
过去一段年日。
In the days past.
我在有些地方。
In some places.
有一些的弟兄们呢
there are some brethren.
他们对这个国度的少数人呢，对这个国度呢是非常的执着的。
There are a few that are very insistent on this matter about the kingdom of heaven.
甚至说在饭桌上面。
So, for example, in the dining table,
他就问我
they will ask me,
你对国度的看法是什么？
What is your understanding of the kingdom?
我知道他想要跟我争辩。
Because I know they're asking to have some debate.
我说弟兄 我们不要争辩。
And so I say, brother, let's not debate about this.
你持守你的。
You hold on to what you have.
我尊重你的持守。
And I respect what you understand.
我也尊重主给我的一个看见。
And I also hold fast and respect what the Lord has shown me.
我们吃饭吧。
Let's have a meal together.
嘿，他还在那盯着。
But they still insist and follow up.
所以就知道有很多人呢，碰到国度的问题啊，哎呀，那个态度是非常的坚决。
So many when they come to this topic about the kingdom, they have a very stubborn, insistent mindset.
但事实上，我们晓得。
But the fact we know.
在圣经的里面。
In the Bible.
有很多的东西，神只给我们简单的一些的。教导。
There are matters that the Lord only gives us a very simple teaching.
那个背后有些东西啊是隐藏的。
There are things behind the teaching that are hidden.
所以我们对于今天呢，我们不能了解的事情呢，不要有好奇心去解释它。
And so things that are hidden, let us not be too curious to try to find out and understand which the Lord has hidden.
所以我希望我这次讲到天国的问题。
So I hope that as I share about this matter of the kingdom,
能给所有弟兄姊妹带来是正面的一个鼓舞和激励。
I hope it will become a positive reinforcement and encouragement to brothers and sisters.
因为我们知道在神荣耀的旨意里面，
because we know in the glorious will of God,
两个非常重大的两个思想。
There are many important thoughts there.
当然神的旨意是基督了。
There are two very important thoughts,
但是这里有两个重要的思想。
The will of God is Christ, but there are two
一个是家,
things. One is the house.
一个是国,
one is the kingdom.
这是可以说包含了神全部神旨意的一个内容。
So these central themes in the heart of God, a house and a kingdom, it is included in the will of God.
所以这个天国呢是神整个旨意中的一个重要的计划。
Therefore, in the kingdom of heaven, it is a very important plan in this will of God.
在这个计划里面包含了非常大的祝福。
And in this plan of God, there is great blessing with it.
所以我现在呢，从历史上给弟兄姊妹们讲一讲这个整个的一简单的一个过程。
So I'll just plainly go through the entire process throughout history.
我们都知道神的国是永远的国。
Now we know again the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom.
在神创造时间之前就已经在那里。
Even before the foundation of the world, before time began, the kingdom is there.
后来我们不知道什么时候神开始创造了天使。
Now we don't know when that God created the angels.
我们都知道这个天使有三个大的天使长。
Now we know that these three great archangels,
还有无数的天使。
And there are numerous hosts of angels.
所以在时间之前，
Now before time began,
在神的国里面只有神和天使。
In the kingdom of God, in his creation, there's only God and the angels which he created.
但是以西结书二十八章让我们看见那里有背叛的事情。
But Ezekiel chapter 28 there tells us there is rebellion.
其中一个天使长背叛神。
One of the archangels rebelled against God.
他想自立为王。
He wanted to become king himself.
他想建立自己的国度。
He wanted to establish his own kingdom.
所以神就从圣山上把他赶下去了。
So God have cast him down from the holy mountain.
这些呢，在圣经里面都是很清楚的。
Now this is very clearly told to us in Ezekiel chapter 28.
但是我们知道神荣耀的思想啊。
But we know in this glorious thought of God.
神是希望他的国度啊是用人来跟他一同治理的。
God desires in his plan that the kingdom is ruled by men along with God.
神没有用天使，神是用人。
God did not use the angels, but men.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常荣耀的思想。
Brothers and sisters, what a glorious thought.
这是我们作为一个人最大的荣耀。
That is the greatest glory as a creation of as man.
很可惜啊，人类堕落之后啊。
But sadly, after man fell,
人今天眼睛看见的这个荣耀，那个荣耀，就是看不见这个荣耀。
Man would see every other thing as glory, but we do not see the glory of God.
所以在创世纪第一章，
so even in Genesis chapter
1, 神造人说按照他的形象，他的样式造。
God created man according to his image in his likeness.
神造天使时候没有这样说。
When God created angels, he did not say so.
不仅我们人有神的形象，
not only are we created in his image,
然后呢，神还把权柄赐给。
But God also delegated his authority to man.
所以那个国度的思想已经显在那里了。
And so even with that thought, the manifestation of the kingdom is there. 神
是要用人和他一同来治理神的。
God desires to use man to rule.
但是我们都知道，
But we all know
神这个旨意在人身上还没实现。
That before the will of God is manifested on man, man fell.
因为仇敌先一步进来把人破坏。
Because enemy came in to destroy that plan.
因为仇敌的破坏。
And because of the destruction from the enemy.
结果他就建立了黑暗的国度。
He established this kingdom of darkness.
今天地上的列国都在这个邪恶的势力的控制。
And today all the nations, all the kingdoms of this world under the control of the kingdom of darkness.
这是人类堕落的一个很大的悲剧。
And this is a very tragic,history in man.
我想到今天我们都有感觉。
I think we all feel this today.
我们看见列国在翻腾的。
We can see that all the kingdoms and nations are in turmoil. 地上一片的
混乱和黑暗。
It is filled with darkness in this world.
因为这世界的王是魔鬼。
Because the prince of this world is the devil.
是他在管理
He is the one who is ruling over in this world.
而神的旨意在人身上落空了。
And seems as if the will of God is empty upon man.
当然我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神是神，神不是人。
God is God, he is not man.
他既然定义了，
And since God has willed, it will be done.
所以呢，
so,
神就因此在人类当中拣选了以色列这个民族。
In man's history, then, God chose this nation, Israel.
神要借着以色列国来说明他永远的国度。
It is through the nation of Israel that God will manifest to us his eternal kingdom.
可惜啊，以色列人瞎眼。
Sadly, the Israelites were blind.
他们只看见他们地上的国度。
They only saw the earthly kingdom.
看不见神的国度。
They're not able to see that kingdom of God.
所以呢，神的国度在以色列人这个时期里面是隐藏的。
Therefore, in the history of Israel, this kingdom of God is also hidden.
只有少数的人，很少数的人知道神的国。
There is only a few, not many, who knew about this kingdom of God.
大多数人眼睛都盯着以色列国。
Many only focus on the earthly kingdom of Israel.
所以从古代一直到今天。
So from days of old, even until present day.
你看以色列人在地上为他们自己的国度在奋战不休。
We can see Israel continue to fight and fight for their own earthly kingdom.
他们瞎眼。
Their eyes are blinded.
看不见神的旨意。
They cannot see the will of God.
结果我们知道旧约结束。
And we know then it comes an end to the Old Testament.
但是神做这一段事情呢，到底有什么意义呢？
Has done all such work. What does he mean?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
至少神他国度中的心意借着以色列人略略的被显明出来。
At the very least, through the nation of Israel, God is making known his heart desire about his kingdom to all of us.
我们知道神是首先得罪以色列家。
We know that first God first king the house of Israel.
然后呢，在这个家上面建立以色列国。
And from this house of Israel came the kingdom of Israel.
这是全世界最独特的一个国家。
And it is the most unique nation in this world.
按照神的要求，这个国家里面所有的人呢，都是亲戚啊。
And according to the will of God, all the people of this nation, they are all related together.
所以保罗能说，我们与圣徒同国，我们是神家里的人呢。
And therefore, Paul says that we are fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. We are of the household of God.
所以至少以色列把这个意念表达出来了。
At the very least, the nation of Israel is able to manifest.
神就让我们看见神要建立他的国。
They saw that God needs to establish that kingdom.
但这个国中完全不是家人。
And that in this kingdom, they're all of the household.
到新约更进一步的告诉我。
It is even more clear in the New Testament.
我刚刚讲了。在这个国度中，所有人都是神的儿子。
Now I mentioned earlier that in this kingdom, all are the children of God.
这是父的国。
This is the kingdom of the Father.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经的这个意念 非常的清楚。
Brothers and sisters, this thought in the Bible is very, very clear.
在旧约，神就已经在以色列人身上开始做。
In the Old Testament, God already began this work upon Israel.
但是以色列人叫神遇见失败。
But again, Israel failed God.
所以神就结束了旧约时代。
And God put an end to the time of the Old Testament.
开始了新约的时代。
And began the new covenant.
我因为时间的缘故，我只能略略的讲啊。
Because of time, I can briefly only speak about this.
那么新约一开头。
Now at the very beginning of the New Testament.
讲到神的儿子道成肉身来。
It tells us in the New Testament that the Son of God was the Word become flesh.
因为神的儿子到地上来。
And because the Son of God came into this world,
他把神永远的国带到地上。
He has brought that everlasting kingdom of God into the world.
因为他是这个国的王。
Because he is the king of this kingdom.
所以因此这个国在地上被称作是天国。
Therefore, this kingdom is called the kingdom of heaven.
现在弟兄姊妹能明白天国的意义吗？
So now, brothers and sisters, you understand now the meaning of the kingdom of heaven.
因为这个国是主把它从天上带下来的。
It is because the Lord brought this kingdom of heaven down into this world.
而这个国跟地上的列国都不一样。
And this kingdom is different than any kingdom in this world.
跟仇敌黑暗的国度也不一样。
It is different from the kingdom of darkness.
所以是这个王把这个天国带到地上。
It is the king of this kingdom who has brought the kingdom of heaven down to earth.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主，主三十三年半在地上。
When he walked in this world, this earth, for 33 and a half years,
他在十字架上完成了父的旨意，死了。
When he accomplished the will of God the Father on the cross, and he breathed his last.
然后他就开始复活。
And then he was risen.
他完成了一个伟大的救恩。
And he has completed this great salvation.
所以从这个时候开始起。
So from that point on,
人可以信耶稣得永生。
Man is able to believe in Jesus have everlasting life.
人可以因为受浸而进入神的国。
And because we are baptized, we are baptized into the kingdom of God.
所以神叫我们重生得救是进入神的国。
So now we are born again and we enter into the kingdom of God.
但是，
But,
弟兄姊妹不能忘记，
brothers and sisters, let us not forget.
天国是努力的人进入的。
That the kingdom of heaven suffered violence is taken by force.
永远的国只要一信就进入了。
Now we can in an instant enter into that everlasting kingdom.
其实天国跟神永远的国是一个国。
Now the kingdom of heaven and the eternal kingdom of God is one kingdom.
这不是两个国。
It is not two different kingdoms.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你要进入神这个国度。
Now if you want to enter into this kingdom of God.
你只要相信耶稣基督圣灵重生
Once you believe in the Lord Jesus and you're born of the Spirit, you enter into this kingdom.
但是你要进天国,
But in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven,
你还另外要加一点努力,
we have to give some diligence, effort, force.
如果你不努力, 你是不能进天国。
If we do not suffer violence, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以呢弟兄姊妹们，这个应该很清楚啊。
So brothers and sisters, this is very clear.
你只要相信耶稣基督，你受浸，你可以进天。
You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're baptized, you will enter into the kingdom.
但是你需要努力才能进天国。
But we must be, the violence must cease the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
主耶稣从死里复活之后
，when our Lord Jesus was risen from the dead。
应验了，我们知道在马太福音二十四章那里的话。
It fulfilled the words in Matthew chapter 24.
这里出现一个很重要的希腊字。
And there is this word in the Greek that is very important.
叫做 parousia.
And that word is parousia.
这 parousia 的意思什么呢？
What does this word mean? Parousia means that means he will come again.
主还要回来。
That he will come again.
所以在教会的时期。
And so in the church age.
我们知道。天国仍旧是隐藏的。
We know that the kingdom of heaven is still hidden.
但是呢，有一个时候主要回来。
But there is a time when the Lord will return.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
那么在这个 parousia 的这个范围的里面。
So in this realm of this word parousia.
有很多的事情发生的。
There are many events, series of events that will take place.
我们晓得。其中包含的就是有被提的这些真理在里面。
We know in this parousia, there is this truth about rapture, about being caught up.
这里面的因此产生了很多的争执。
And also with that point, there is a lot of debate.
所以这段话 我只能简单地把它略过去。
So I can only briefly just glean over these words.
因为在圣经的预言里面
well, because in the prophecy of the scriptures,
在但以理书第九章
in Daniel chapter 9,
但以理有77个七的预言
in Daniel chapter 9, there is this prophecy about 77.
这个预言非常的重要
and this prophecy is very important.
关乎到神末后时代整个工作的那个进展
And has to do with the development, the process of the work of God in these last days.
是一个重要的时间表。
It is a very important timeline.
我们晓得，当这七十个七的预言应验之后
，We know after the fulfillment of these 70 weeks.
最后一个七应验的时候
，And when the last week, the last seven is fulfilled.
在启示录里面告诉我们
，In Revelation it tells us.
那么就是七号的时间。
It is during the time when it's the seven trumpets.
所以这七十个七应验，
And、
他们
，When the 70 weeks are fulfilled.
就七号就吹响了。
And the seven trumpets shall sound.
地上的国就成了我主和我是我主和。
The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of my Lord and Christ.
因此从这个时候开始
From that point on,
我们晓得进入时间最后的一段千年的时间
We know we will come into this timeline, which is the millennium, the thousand years.
在这个千年的时间里面
And in these thousand years,
天国的实际要显在地上。
That is when the reality of the kingdom of heaven will be manifested on earth.
请弟兄姊妹记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember.
在这个时候。
At this time.
就是历史历代。
Throughout the ages.
所有那些真正努力进国度的人。
All those who have taken the kingdom of heaven by force.
这个时候要显现出来。
During that time period, they will be manifested.
要在宝座上与基督一同掌握。掌权作王一千年。
They will reign on the throne with Christ.
所以呢，这个天国是给努力的人进入的。
Therefore, this kingdom of heaven is taken by force, suffers violence.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天也正是你我应该在地上好好努力努力的时候。
Today is the time, the day for you and I to take, to be diligent, to be, suffer violence.
我们晓得，在主耶稣基督降临之前。
We know before our Lord Jesus comes.
我们地上的光景被称作是今生。
We know that it is called this life.
千年国度就叫做来世。
And the millennium kingdom is called the life to come.
然后千年国度结束的时候。
And when the kingdom, the millennium ends.
就开始进入永远。
That will enter into what we say eternity.
在那个时候。
At that time.
所有神的儿女们都与基督一同作王。
All the children of God will reign with Christ.
我们就成了君尊的祭司。
And we will fulfill our ministry as kingly priests.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以圣经用很清楚的话把神整个工作的时间给我们。
God has given us very clearly in His words this timeline He has expressed to us. So today, as children of God, what we need to take note of is that kingdom of heaven. Dear brothers and sisters, that is the reality of the kingdom. If we can enter into the kingdom of heaven, how glad and joyful we will be.
如果失去了，那是何等样的一个懊悔。
If we lose out, it will be of deep regret.
所以，请我们记得。
So let us remember.
今天我们已经得着了永远的生命。
Today we have already received that eternal life.
我们已经在神的永远的国里面。
We are in that eternal kingdom of God.
但是今天呢，我们要努力进入这个国的实际。
But today we have to strive diligently to enter into the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
它的差别就在这里。
And that is the difference.
有人呢得救了，马马虎虎的。
Some are saved and they just
随随便便
live casually. They can do whatever they want.
以为反正将来就是上。天堂就行了。
No, nevertheless, I'll be in heaven, and that's fine.
你会失去这个福分。
We will lose that blessing.
我们看见两千年教会的历史。
We can see throughout 2,000 years of church history.
多少弟兄姊妹在地上兢兢业业的跟随主。
And so many have followed the Lord with diligence.
像保罗他们战惊恐惧的侍奉主。
Just as Paul and his fellows serve the Lord with fear and reverence.
为什么呢？就是要进天国。
Why? It's in order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
但愿主的话警醒我们，
May the word of the Lord remind us, quicken us,
振醒我们，
That quicken us, awake us,
让我们知道今天我们这个时间已经不多了。
So knowing that today our time is short,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在圣经里面，
In the Bible.
四福音书中有一卷书就专门来讲天国。
In the four gospels, there is one gospel book that is focused on the kingdom of heaven.
我们晓得这是圣灵刻意这样的一个安排。
And we know this is intentional by the Holy Spirit.
所以你要明白天国的意义。
So if we want to understand the meaning of the kingdom of heaven,
你必须要熟读这卷书。
We must read well this gospel book.
这就是马太福音。
And that is the gospel according to Matthew.
这新约的第一卷书。
That is the first book in the New Testament.
给我很重要的提醒。
It is a very important reminder.
当然，天国在马太福音二十八章里面的内容非常丰富。
Of course, in the 28 chapters of the gospel according to Matthew, the content of the kingdom of heaven is very rich.
也不是我们今天早晨呢。这个短短的时间能够把它全部解释。
It is not something we can go over in detail in this morning.
但是我愿意简单扼要的来提醒弟兄姊妹。
But I want with very summarized importance to remind brothers and sisters.
这其中有关国度的天国的一些重要的事情。
All the matters pertaining to the kingdom of heaven in this gospel book.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and
sisters, 在新约圣经里面，
in the New Testament.
所有的国度的思想的解释都在马太福音。
All the understanding interpretation of the kingdom of heaven is in the gospel according to Matthew.
使徒保罗只在最后写提摩太后书的时候。
Only when Paul wrote the last epistle, 2 Timothy,
在第四章里面。
In chapter 4 there,
他提了神要救他进天国。
And that God will save him, deliver him into the kingdom of heaven.
所以呢，保罗最后的盼望
是
要进国度。
Even the last hope and desire of Paul is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
其他有关天国的说法都在马太福音。
Now all of the matters concerning the kingdom of heaven is in the gospel according to Matthew.
所以让我们用很快的速度能把这个马太福音整个稍微的把它看一下。
So we have to go quickly at a quick pace about the kingdom of heaven in the gospel according to Matthew.
首先我们看见在马太福音第三章开始。
So we begin with Matthew chapter 3.
使徒约翰在那里。传道书说到天国近了。
And there, John the Baptist says his preaching that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后到了第四章
Chapter 4.
主自己说天国近了。
Our Lord himself says that the kingdom of heaven is near.
因为施洗约翰是主的先锋，他知道那个王要来了。
Because John the Baptist is a pioneer of the Lord, and he knows the king is here.
当这个王一来的时候，
and when the king arrives,
这个国度就被带下来了。
That is when the kingdom of heaven arrives.
这个天国就离你我非常的近。
And so the kingdom of heaven is very near at hand to you and me.
到了第十章，
and chapter 10,
主吩咐门徒们要随走随传。天国近了。
And the Lord commands his disciples to preach that the kingdom of heaven is near.
但是很可惜啊。
But sadly,
今天我们在地上的众教会里面很少听见人传天国的福音。
Today, in the many churches of the Lord, we seldom hear about this gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们不仅自己知道天国近了。
Not only must we know that the kingdom of heaven is near,
我们也应该起来呼喊。
But we must shout.
让神的儿女们知道天国近。
So all the children of the Lord knows that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
在马太福音开头的时候，
and so even at the beginning,
我们看见一个大的呼声出来，就是天国近。
We can see the shout that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后我们看见到了第五章到第七章，
and we can see in Matthew chapter 5-7.
那么开头那里讲到了，天国的八个福。
And there it speaks about the Beatitudes, the eight blessings of this kingdom. Some say it's nine.
不管八福九福都可以。
Whether eight blessings, nine blessings, that is all good.
那里不仅是指着的天国的特性。
It's not only speaking about the unique characteristic of the kingdom of heaven and how the nature of this kingdom is.
那么，这个 Campbell Morgan 弟兄啊，他曾经说过。
And so our brother Campbell Morgan once said.
他说这八个福啊，其实是指着。主的生命的八个性格说的。
But these eight blessings, in fact, is speaking about the nature, the eight characteristics of a life of our Lord Jesus.
所以在第五章里面的这个福。
And so this blessing in chapter 5.
是我们基督徒今天在地上的一个追求。
This is our pursuit as Christians on earth.
我们怎么样能具备基督的性格呢？
How can we be equipped with the nature, the character of Christ?
我们是因为生命的改变。
Because our life now has been transformed.
才能具备基督的性格。
Then will we be equipped with the character of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你蒙恩得救之后，
After we have been saved by grace,
你要看一看到底在你的生命中有多少改变。
In fact, how much transformation has taken place in our life.
而这个改变显在你的性格上。
And this transformation is revealed in our character.
啊，你说你改变了。
You say you have changed.
这个不算的。
That does not count. Only when it's manifested in your new nature.
性格说明他的生命有改变。
And when you show a new character, that shows that the nature of your life now has changed.
所以这里很简单，就是我们因为生命的改变，具有基督的性格而进天国。
So very simply put, it is because of the transformation of the nature of our life to have the character of Christ now, then we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以第六、第七章就开始讲到这个生活。
And so, beginning with chapter 7 of Matthew, it speaks about the living then.
在第七章里面特别有很重要的一个提醒。
In chapter 7, it speaks about this very important.
主说凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人不能斗进天国。
The Lord says, not all who calls me Lord, Lord can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
一定是遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But only those who do the will of my Father can enter.
我们都晓得那里的一个很大的警告。
And we know that great reminder warning there.
因为那些人他们医病赶鬼，他们在做很多的工啊。
And some heal the sick and cast out the devils. They do much work.
他们也传很多的道。
And they preach much.
所以你传道多，你医病多，你赶鬼多，并不代表你能进天国。
So just because we have much works, we preach much, we cast out the devils, we heal the sick, does not mean you enter into the kingdom. We must do the will of God the Father.
但是你看今天地上的基督教。
Now we see Christendom today.
到处都看见很多人在夸耀自己，为主做这个做那个。
We see so many boasts of the great work that they're doing for the Lord, this and that.
所以我常常提醒就说呢。
So it's a great reminder, I say.
可以，你夸耀这夸耀那个。
You can boast of this and that.
你要进天国。
But to enter the kingdom of heaven.
你如果没有进天国。
Or do you enter into the kingdom of heaven?
这些将来都成为你的羞耻。
If you have boast of all these great works, yet you do not enter into the kingdom of heaven, that would be a great shame.
关于天国，神是主是有很多严厉的话警惕我们。
So concerning the kingdom of heaven, the Lord gives us very severe, solemn words of reminder.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
那么到了第八章，
Matthew chapter 8，
这里讲到主说，你们以色列人不要觉得自己是神的选民啊。
And so, chapter 8, the Lord says, do not boast that you are the chosen people of God to Israel.
将来可能有很多外邦人和亚伯拉罕在天国中一同坐席。
There are many Gentiles that will be seated in the kingdom of heaven with Abraham.
到第九章
，Chapter 9，
我们看见我们的主亲自的传天国的福音。
We see that our Lord Himself preached the kingdom of heaven.
那么到第十一章
，Chapter 11，
这就是这一次我们的主题。
That is the theme for this conference for me.
主鼓励我们。
The Lord reminds me.
天国是努力进入的。
He encourages us that the kingdom of heaven.Is taken by force.
这是多么重要的一个提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
然后我们来到第十三章。
And Matthew chapter 13.
这里讲到天国的奥秘。
Here it speaks about the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
它有七个比喻。
And there are seven parables here.
也是讲到天国在地上的教会中的七种现象。
It speaks about the seven phenomena of the church manifesting the kingdom of heaven.On earth.
弟兄姊妹都记得那个撒种的比喻。
Now, brothers and sisters, you remember the parable of the sower.
其实有七个比喻呢。
Now, there are the seven parables.
讲述天国的奥秘。
It is speaking about the mysteries of the kingdom. It is very important here.
那么这个呢，我们今天也没有时间能够详细的去解释。
Now, we don't have the time to go into the detail of these parables.
这是在马太福音里面有关天国的一个比较大篇幅的讲论。
This is a great repetition about the kingdom of heaven in the gospel according to Matthew.
然后到了十六章
，Matthew chapter 16，
主在这里说，把天国的钥匙交给彼得了。
Here the Lord says, I have given the keys of the kingdom of heaven to Peter.
我们知道这个天国的钥匙就是权柄。
We know that keys means it is authority.
你们在地上所捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
What is bound on earth is bound already in heaven.
地上所释放的，天上也释放。
What is loosed on earth is already loosened in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个权柄。
Brothers and sisters, this is authority.
这是我们今天在地上可以运用的权柄。
This is an authority that we can exercise and wield on earth today.
这种的例子多得不得了、啊。
There are so many of these examples.
啊，这是一个重要的。一个提醒。
This is a very great reminder.
到了十八章
，Matthew chapter 18。
那么那里告诉我们要回转向小孩子。
There it tells us to be as little children.
主说你们要谦卑。
You must be humble, the Lord says.
像小孩子一样。
As a little child.
那么你们就能进天国。
Then such will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
门徒们在那里争谁为大。
And when the disciples are fighting, who is the greatest?
弟兄姊妹，你不要笑门徒。
Now, brothers and sisters, do not laugh at the disciples.
这样的故事一直发展到今天。
And even such events happens today.
看在教会里，很多人都争来争去，争谁为大。
You can see
对不对
in the church who is everyone's fighting who is the greatest.
你要进天国,
you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
你就不能
争大, you cannot see who's the greatest. You have to be the least.
你需要回转向小孩子,
to be humble, to repent as a little child.
啊, 然后呢,
and then,
我们看见十八章里面还有一个, 一段话,
Matthew 18 also has these words.
讲到主要回来跟仆人算账。
When the Lord will return and settle account with the servant.
啊，那里呢，有一段话，可能是一个实际的。
Now there are these words. Perhaps it is actually reality.
有一个王的仆人欠了千万，对吧
？Now, there is a servant who owed 10,000.
那么王呢，因为同情他，赦免他了。
And because the king was compassionate and kind, forgave him.
走到外面去啊。
But he went out.
看一见有一个弟兄欠他十两银子。
And one only owed him 100 pence.
他就过去掐着脖子把他送官。
And choked him and sent him to prison.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们得天父的赦免何其多。
Now we have received such great forgiveness from the Heavenly Father.
我们要赦免人何等难啊。
Oh, but how difficult it is for us to forgive others.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我在中国的时候啊。
When I was in China.
我真正听见有个弟兄去掐人家的脖子。
I heard this example. A brother was choking the neck of another.
他真的掐脖子啊。
He was really choking someone.
他是个负责弟兄呢。
He was a responsible brother.
他这么一掐。
And when he choked the other,
从此之后，弟兄姊妹不再信任他。
The other brethren did not trust him anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
主回来要算账的。
The Lord will return to settle accounts.
就是你在地上所行所做的，神都记录的。
All our deeds, all our action and word, the Lord remembers.
我不知道你的感觉如何。
I do not know how you feel.
我有时候想到这个，我就很害怕。
And when I think of this, I am fearful.
弟兄姊妹，你能经得起神算账吗
？Brothers and sisters, are we able to go through the settlement with God?
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
Oh, how we need His mercy.
你要进天国。
If we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
要牢记这些话语。
Keep these words in mind.
到了二十章
，Matthew chapter 20.
这里又有一个比喻。
There's another word here.
他说，天国好像故人呢。进葡萄园做工。
Now, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard.
这一段话对我个人来讲是最大的一个激励。
Now, these words to me personally is a great encouragement.
因为他那里提到啊，一清早的时候。
Because there it mentions about early in the morning.
因为我们知道犹太人的那个时间呢，它是从早晨六点到晚上六点，算是一整天。
We know that the whole day in the Jewish culture is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
清早就有人被雇进了这个葡萄园了。
So even early in the morning, the householder went to look for laborers in his vineyard.
到四初九点钟的时候。
And even then at 9 a.m.
哎呀，有些人站来站着，又被雇进去了。
He saw someone standing around, and he hired them.
然后到了午正十二点的时候
，and even at noontime,
还有人被雇进去。
He called the laborers.
啊，然后呢，到了这个下午的时候
，even in the 11th hour,
啊，申初啊，那么又有人被雇进去。
And he found others standing idle, and then he said to them to come.
然后时间来到酉初。
Now, then, in the 11th hour.
这酉初是什么时候呢
？Now, what is this 11th hour?
就是五点钟。
That is 5 p.m.
还有一个钟头就结束。
One more hour before the day, the work day.
啊，所以在酉初居然还有人被雇到葡萄园里面。
But there are still others who were called into the vineyard at the 11th hour. And when they gave the wages,
每个人都是一千银子,
they all had a day's wage.
那个早上进来的人就在那里埋怨了。
Early in the morning, those laborers
complained. 我们一大早进来才得一千银子。
We came early in the morning, only had one day's wage.
他这个人做了一个钟头就得一千银子。
And someone worked an hour, and they had the same day's wage.
这个不公平啊。
This is not fair.
主人说啊,
and the master said,
我已经跟你讲好了,
this we have determined.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是很重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great reminder.
神是神,
God is God.
神不讲情面,
God is not partial.
他说我愿意给他一成银子, 这我自己愿意的, 你已经不能埋怨。
Now that is what we have set account and determined. I give the day's wage, you cannot complain.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做有出啊？
And brothers and sisters, what does it mean, the 11th hour?
就是你我今天所生活这个时代。
Brothers and sisters, this is the time in which you and I live now.
大概还有一个钟头。
One hour.
天就要亮。
The morning come.
还有一个钟头。
Just an hour.
天国降临。
The kingdom of heaven will come.
我们看见历史历代的圣徒，他们那样的劳苦。
We see the saints before us, how they labor much.
我们呢，只要做这么一点点，你就能够得同样的奖赏。
We only have to labor just a bit, and we have the same reward.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你有这个智慧吗
？Do we have such wisdom?
你有这个智慧吗
？Do we have such wisdom?
你知道现在的时刻的宝贵吗
？Do we know the preciousness?Of the time now.
你只要做一个钟头
just an hour's work.
你就得人家做一整天的一个奖赏
We have the same reward as those who labor the whole day.
要把这个话听进去
Oh, listen to these words.
主何等的爱我们呢
The Lord loves us dearly.
我常常为主把我留在幕后的世代感谢他
Even in these last days he has kept us, we thank him for that.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
神对幕后世代中的圣徒有特别的恩典呢
How much grace he has for us saints in these last days.
所以你不能忘记这个恩典
So do not forget such grace.
要握住现在的机会
Seize and grasp this opportunity.
如果你失去这个机会
If we lose this opportunity.
你怎样懊悔都不够
Oh, we would have deep regret.
所以这个比喻对我们来讲太大的鼓励
This parable is such encouragement, this encouragement for us all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters,
需要主的恩典
How we need the Lord's grace.
愿圣灵运行在我们的中间
May the Holy Spirit move in our midst.
今天早晨弟兄姊妹不是听见人的声音
This morning, brothers and sisters, we do not hear a man's voice.
要听见圣灵在你里面的声音
We hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within us.
我知道无论我们怎么样的热切怎么迫切的讲
I know no matter how earnest and how fervent the speaker is,
不容易叫神的百姓醒过来。
It was not easy to awaken the children of God, so we must pray.
仰望主的灵
We must look for the Spirit of the Lord
做工在弟兄姊妹里面
to do the present work of the Spirit within each one of us, brothers and sisters.
要珍惜眼前的机会
We must treasure the opportunity right before us.
你只要有这样一点的时间在主面前努力
Even with a little while that we labor and diligent for the Lord
你就有机会进天国了
We have the opportunity to enter the kingdom of heaven
这是多么宝贵的一件事情
How precious this is
那么到了第二十二章
Matthew chapter 22
这里有一个比喻
There is this parable here
讲到王为他的儿子娶亲的筵席
That the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son.
这里有两个现象提醒我们
There's two phenomena here that reminds us.
第一个呢，就当这个王去邀请这些人的时候
When the king went to bidden and invite those,
他们众人都有理由推脱
And many will have the reason to refuse.
弟兄姊妹，世界的事情缠身了
Brothers and sisters, the worldly matters entangle us.
很明显的给我们看见他们把世界的事比看主的事更重要。
Very clearly, those who refuse to come to the banquet view the
matters of this world
more important.
今天我们要把主的事摆在第一位。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great reminder. We must put the Lord's matter as first.
你只有把主的事摆在第一位。
Only when we place the matters of the Lord first.
你才能够应主的邀请去赴宴。
Then we can answer His invite to go to the banquet.
我们基督徒太会为自己 制造理由。
As Christians, we make very reasonable excuses for ourselves.
在我过去的聚会的经验里面
，Now in our past experiences,
我常常听见有弟兄姊妹说：“哎呀，过几天我那个亲戚要来了。”
I hear brothers and sisters say, "Oh, my relatives are coming to visit."
我心里想，感谢主啊，亲戚来他会带来聚会，对吧
？I say, "Oh, praise and thank the Lord, your relatives are coming to visit. Well, bring them to the assembly."
结果都是相反的。
Oh, but it's quite the opposite.
亲戚来他就不聚会了。
Oh, the relatives come and I'm not coming to worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Now, brothers and sisters,
我们太容易有理由。
It's so easy for us to have reasons to refuse. Now, this reminds us. We cannot feel these worldly matters that important. Now, for my younger brothers and sisters, I share my own experience. When I first came to serve the Lord, I was in my 20s.
有一次呢那个时候我们在台湾。
I was still in Taiwan at that time, one time.
我的哥哥呢从美国回来。
My older brother came back to Taiwan from the US.
我们八年没有见面。
I haven't seen him for 8 years.
当他一回来我们全家都很高兴。
When he returned home, the whole family was excited.
那个时候我在教会里面有服事。
And I was serving in the church at that time.
那个礼拜四的晚上我是给一个年长的弟兄领诗歌的。
And so that Thursday evening, I was leading hymns for an older brother.
每次都他讲我领诗歌。
And the arrangement was when he speaks, I will lead the hymns.
那天呢，那个礼拜四，我们家里面想说呢，到外面去吃饭，我哥哥回来嘛，一个家宴。
And so that evening, Thursday evening, the family wanted to go out for a meal because my older brother came back, a family dinner.
哎呀，我心里面就很为难。
I felt a struggle within.
晚上我有服事。
I have service in the evening.
那么。又有家宴，哥哥八年没见面。
I have a family dinner. I haven't seen my older brother for 8 years.
所以我记得很清楚，我就是跑去跟那个弟兄请假。
So I remember very vividly. I went to the older brother and I wanted to take some time off.
我不提是谁，你们很多人认识他。
I won't mention who it is because you know him.
我跑去我说，我的哥哥啊，八年没见面，我要强调。
I really emphasize the fact. Look, I haven't seen my older brother for 8 years.
他好不容易回来了。
It's not easy for him to come home.
我能不能今天晚上我请个假，跟他们一起去吃个饭
？Oh, perhaps I can take some time off tonight and I can have a meal with the family with him.
我就看见这个年长弟兄立刻把脸拉下来。
Then I saw the long drawn face.
不行。
No.
哎，我说我去吃个饭也不行啊。
I said, oh.It's not, I can't go and have a meal? No.
开头我心里面也很难过了。
And I felt really horrible at first.
所以我就回去跟我父母兄弟姐妹讲。
So I went back to tell my parents, my siblings.
我说那个弟兄不放我假了。
No, the brother didn't let me off.
哎呀，全家人都不高兴。
The whole family was unhappy.
这侍奉主这不讲人情的吗
？Oh, you serve the Lord, but don't you have any
favor
with the family? You can't even have a meal time.
这个太过分了吧
？It's just too much.
全家人都不高兴。
And the whole family was unhappy.
我说没办法。
I said, oh, I can't.
我必须要去服侍。
I must go serve.
所以后来呢，我们家人妥协。
And so the family compromised.
就把那个晚餐提早吃。
And so we had an early dinner.
所以呢。我吃到一半，我站起来，我说对不起，我要去领诗歌。
In the midway of the meal, I said, I'm sorry, I have to leave now, and I will be leading hymns for the service.
本来全家人在那里吃得很高兴的。
Everybody was enjoying the meal.
我站起来这么一讲，整个气氛变得很严肃。
Even before I stood, I stood up, and the atmosphere was different.
我看见很多人都不高兴。
And they were not happy.
我说没办法。
I said, I'm sorry.
所以我就回去领诗歌。
So I went to the assembly to lead the hymn.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在那一段时间
，At that time，
开头我觉得这个年长弟兄啊有点不合理。
At first, I thought this older brother was unreasonable.
你这个会不会太过分了
？I said this is just too much.
但多年以后
，But many years after，
我满心感谢我的主。
I am full of thanksgiving to our Lord.
因为这是一个训练。
Because this is an exercise.
我刚刚出来侍奉主。
It's a training. I first came out to serve the Lord.
我的弟兄不是一个恶人。
Our brother is not an evil person, not demanding.
他要训练这个年轻人。
He is to train, exercise this young man.
他叫他认识一件事情。
So that this young servant will know.
主的事。
The Lord's matters.
比世上任何的事都重要。
It takes first place.
我们为着主。
For the Lord's sake.
我们说舍命都可以。
We can give our life.
吃一顿饭算什么呢？
What is a meal?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我终身不会忘记。
I will not forget.
我弟兄是为了训练我。
Our brother was training me.
所以从那些年日开始起。
So from those days on.
我从来都不敢把主的事摆在一边去。
I dare not afterwards to put the Lord's matters aside second.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里，主告诉我们这件事是关乎天国的。
Brothers and sisters, Matthew 22 here tells us this matter concerns the kingdom of heaven.
所以。希望我们在这个不多的日子里面
So may it be in these very few days we have remaining
绝不用不用任何地上的事物作为理由来推脱
So we will not allow any of these worldly affairs be a reason for us to refuse the Lord
你重视主的事
If we honor the matters of the Lord
主就重视你
The Lord will honor us
你轻看主的事
If we despise his matters
主就把你撇在一边
He will lay us aside
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这个是进天国的原则
This is the principle of entering the kingdom of heaven
仰望主的恩典
May we look to the Lord's grace
那么第二件事情
The second matter,
就那些人被请进来之后呢
no, those who were invited and at the banquet,
有一个人没有穿礼服
now, there was one who did not have their wedding garment on.
这是什么意思呢
What does this mean?
就他到主跟前来
He came before the Lord.
他马马虎虎的
And he was very casual.
这个王的筵席啊
This is the king's banquet.
因为弟兄姊妹知道这个背景啊
Now, brothers and sisters, if we know the background,
古代这个犹太人要婚宴的时候啊
In the Jewish culture, when they have this wedding banquet,
他是为所有的宾客预备礼服的
They prepare the wedding garment for all the guests.
所以你要穿着礼服进来。
So you must enter with the garment on.
这个人马马虎虎进来，不肯穿礼服，把礼服丢开，自己进来。
This person entered casually and took off, didn't want to wear the wedding garment.
结果他就被赶出去了。
So he was cast out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这说明一件事情。
This tells us.
每一次我们来到主的跟前
，Each time when we come into the Lord's presence,
你要学会怎么样披戴基督。
Well, we must learn to put on Christ.
我们在教会里面
，In the church.
我们是要让人看见基督
We must show others Christ.
不是让人来看见我们
We don't want ourselves to be seen of others.
啊，我们有你们原谅我，你们这今天姊妹们都很好，有的姊妹来了喜欢打扮的这个珠光宝气的。
Oh, please forgive me, especially to the lovely sisters. Sometimes we come and dress very nicely and very fancy.
所以一来进来就有好多姊妹，我说哦，今天你穿的好漂亮。
Oh, we come in and many praises. Oh, you look so lovely today.
下回千万不要这样。
Oh, but we have to be mindful of that.
不要让人家注意我们穿什么。
So you do not focus on what we put on, what we're wearing.
要叫人注意我们身上的基督。
But others should pay attention and see the Christ that is upon each one of us.
所以这个呢，我再说，是努力的方向。
And so once again, I say this is toward this principle of by force to be diligent.
因为你要进天国。
Because we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
如果你不想进天国
unless we don't want to,
那你就无所谓嘛
then we'll be very casual.
所以弟兄姊妹们
now brothers and sisters,
这是多么重要的一件事情
how important this matter is.
那么我们晓得到了第23章
Matthew chapter 23.
这里有个更不好的现象
this is even a worse phenomenon.
主说有人呢自己不要进天国也不让别人进去。
Here the Lord says they don't want to enter into the kingdom of heaven and they forbid and hinder others to enter.
我们要特别注意这件事情。
We must pay special attention to this.
主在这里一个很严肃的提醒。
Here the Lord gives us a grave reminder.
尤其青年弟兄姊妹们
especially for my younger brothers and sisters
很多人常常讲说、哦、天下的教会都一样。
Oh, all the churches, all of God's churches throughout is the same.
请你原谅我讲
Please forgive me
for saying this. 所有神的儿女都一样
Yes, all the children of God are the same.
但是并不是所有的聚会都一样
But not all the assemblies are the same.
也不是所有的工作都一样
Not all the work is the same.
要非常的小心
We must be very careful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天你自己不愿意进去你把别人也拉走了
If you don't want to enter yourself, do not hinder and pull others away.
这个在主面前是得罪主的事情
This offends the Lord.
所以呢
So,
主对天国上有很重要的一个警惕。
There is a very great reminder from the Lord about the kingdom of heaven.
然后我们来到了二十四、二十五两章。
So now we come to Matthew chapter 24 and 25.
这是主有关末后时代中天国的最重要的讲论。
And this is a very important doctrine of the Lord concerning the kingdom of heaven in the last days.
我们这一次呢，我们要集中我们的注意力摆在这两章圣经中的一个比喻。
In our time together, we want to focus our attention on these two chapters, Matthew 24 and 25.
因为这个是跟我们有密切关系。
Because this has a very intimate relationship with all of us.
主耶稣那天和门徒们在那里讲论。
And that day, the Lord was speaking to his disciples.
啊，门徒们就问主说：“末后你来的时候会有什么现象？”
And so the disciples asked the Lord, "Tell us what are the signs of your coming?"
有什么兆头没有？
What are the signs of your coming?
所以主就开始了有关末世的、关于天国的一段非常重要的一段讲论。
And so the Lord teaches the disciples a very important message about the signs of his coming and the end of the world.
特别在二十四章里面，
especially in Matthew chapter 24.
这里有很多的点都是需要我们来注意的。
There are many points that we must take note of.
我愿意重点式的和弟兄姊妹有点交通。
I want to focus on the main points here.
第一个，
the first,
主提醒我们不要受迷惑。
The Lord reminds us to not be deceived.
哇，今天我们晓得这个世界最可怕的东西就是迷惑。
We know that in this world, the most fearful thing is to be deceived.
我们人呢，神智慧不清楚的时候，
when we are not wise and we do not see
clearly, 没有分辨力的时候，
we do not discern,
我们就会迷惑。
We will be deceived.
你看今天在美国好多事情的迷惑人呢。
You see so many things in the U.S. that deceive us.
明明那个人是个坏人，大家都这个受迷惑。
And so we can see many of the bad people, the evil people, but all deceived by him.
更可怕，主告诉我们，有假基督、假先知会出现。
But the Lord reminds us there are false prophets and false Christ that will appear.
我们知道仇敌手中一个很厉害的工具。
We know a very powerful tool that the enemy uses.
就是迷惑。
That is deception.
这个迷惑这个字其实就欺骗。
And this word,deceive is to trick, to lie.
魔鬼是说谎之人的父。
And he is the father of lies.
所以呢，这个谎言充满了这个世界。
And so we see lies throughout the whole world.
谎言也充满了整个基督教。
And lies are throughout even Christendom.
所以呢，
so,
弟兄姊妹，我们要保持灵里面的警醒。
Brothers and sisters, we must keep our spirits alert, awake.
那么第二个点。
And the second point,
他告诉我们需要忍耐。
The Lord tells us to be patient.
要忍耐到底。
Patient to the end.
啊，这就是我们在末后时代的圣徒啊，一个很重要的在主面前的一个学习。
This is a great learning for the saints in the last days to endure to the end.
我们要坚持那个正路，一直走到底。
We must endure that right path, the straight path to the end.
所以保罗在晚年的时候。
So Paul in his last days,
他能说呢，当跑的路我跑尽。
He's able to say, I have run the race.
保罗从头一天开始就坚持那条路。
He has finished the course because he held fast from day one.
他带着忍耐跑完这条路。
And with endurance and patience, he finished his path, his course.
主在这里讲到了地上会出现各种的灾难和苦难。
And the Lord tells us there will be tribulations and afflictions.
这都考验着我们了。
It is to test us, to train us.
求主给我们恩典。
So may the Lord give us grace.
能够忍耐到底。
That will endure, be patient to the end.
那我们知道在新约圣经里面有这样的话。
We know there are these words in the New Covenant.
因为主知道我们的忍耐很有限。
The Lord knows how limited our patience is.
我常常讲，在这个宇宙中间。
I often say that throughout the universe,
最大的忍耐是神。
God has the greatest amount of patience.
如果观察神的工作，神只是无比的忍耐。
When we see all the work of God, all His creation, how patient He is.
我们有时候在侍奉主上都忍耐不住了。你看神 非常的安息。
And so many times our patience runs thin, but we can see how patient and restful God is.
哎，魔鬼也有忍耐。
Oh, you know the enemy is also the devil, very patient.
魔鬼呢，就极大的忍耐。
Oh, he has great patience.
他的忍耐比我们大。
His patience is much greater than ours.
就好像那个野兽在那里捕食之物一样。
It is just like the prey, the fowler trying to go after his prey.
趴在那个草地里面趴几个钟头都不动。
And the lion lay silently, quiet in the grass, patiently waiting for the prey.
你知道吗？今天呢，我们周围很多仇敌啊，把眼睛盯在你身上了，可能好几年都没有动。
Oh, you know, there are many enemies around us with their eyes upon us for many, many years, silently waiting for the right moment.
等着一个小小的机会。
But when the moment arrives,
他就会叫你失败。
They will cause us to fall.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
最没有忍耐就是人。
Man is the one who lacks the patience.
那今天呢，我们要感谢主。
No, we thank the Lord today.
你只有活在基督里。
Only when we live in Christ.
用基督的忍耐来忍耐。
Only the patience of Christ we can be patient.
啊，我主长久忍耐为我们的缘由理由。
How long suffering is our Lord towards us?
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
他何等的爱我们。
How he dearly loves us.
不能忘记每个时候主都在我们里面。
We must remember he is always abiding, living in us.
然后呢，主在这鼓励我们。
And then the
Lord
reminds us we must preach often, always the kingdom of heaven.
然后在二十四章里面还有重要提醒。
Another point in Matthew 24.
无花果树开花的时候，主就在门口了。
Oh, when the fig tree, take note of the fig tree that the Lord is at the doors.
我们都知道这是近代最大的预言。1948年，以色列复国了。
And we know that fulfillment of that prophecy, even in 1948, the nation of Israel was restored.
然后主接着说，那日子那时辰，没有人知道。
And our Lord continues to say, no man knows the day or the hour.
所以我们不必好奇。
We do not need to be overly curious.
我们知道在地上的教会中很多人犯这个错误。
We know throughout church history many would err.
主都不知道你知道了。
If the Lord does not know, how can we know?
多厉害啊。
How great can we be?
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你不需要去注意那个时辰。
We don't need to pay attention to the day and the hour.
因为神把这个时辰把它关闭。
Because God has closed off,this time
就是鼓励我们要好好的追求。
It's in order to train us, remind us.
因为你如果知道那个时辰呢
？To pursue well, so if we know the exact day and time.
那你就想着先不要努力吧，慢慢来，等快到时候再来努力。
Oh, maybe I'll just take it easy for now and I'll cram the last moment.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Oh, brothers and sisters.
主在这里，他用最恳切的话在这里告诉我们。
Here, the Lord uses the most sincere words to tell us.
然后这下面有几个重要的提醒。
And a few great reminders.
神用挪亚的日子提醒我们。
He reminds us of the days of Noah.
那么这里啊，一句很重要的话就是不知不觉。
And the word here from the Noah's reminder is that they did not know.
这个非常可怕。
They knew not until.
不知不觉就来了。
They not know until.
你看今天全世界到处还有很多的天灾啊。
Now there are still many natural disasters throughout.
每个天灾都死一些人，对不对
？And so we can see.
那些人要知道的话，他就不会死了。
They did not know until the hour come. Otherwise, they would not have to die.
就是不知不觉。
It is they did not know until.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
在路加福音里面呢
，In the Gospel according to Luke，
更提醒我们罗德的故事。
It reminds us about the story of Lot。
罗德天使把他们带出索多玛了。
And when the angels took them out of Sodom and Gomorrah，
结果罗德的妻子呢
？And even for the wife of Lot，
这一回头变成个盐柱子。
She turned around and looked back， and she became a pillar of salt。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这一些都是告诉我们。
All these examples tell us.
如果你基督徒的魂不纯洁
，If our soul is not pure，
世界的事情就很容易影响你。
The worldly affairs will easily impact us.
所以基督徒要追求一个纯洁的魂。
And so let us pursue after a pure soul.
今天这个世界仇敌最容易工作的就是我们人的魂。
And the most easy point of attack for the enemy is in our soul.
你魂里面有一点点的不干净。
And when there's uncleanness defiles soul. That gives grounds for the enemy Satan to work. And so how can we be not mindful of the things of this world? When our soul is all given to the Lord, when we give him our love, and we do not love the things of this world, and so they did not know until. And then, and there is this example here. There is the lightning from the east. So the Lord says to prepare,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
主来像贼一样,
that the Lord cometh as a thief.
贼什么时候来啊?
When does the thief come? And when we're in deep slumber. When we are in deep sleep, that is the most opportune time for the thief. In this time today, it is a time that will cause us to slumber. Now I feel many times the saints throughout are slumbering. And then we'll share about more about that later on. Let us not slumber. Dear brothers and sisters, let us keep our spirits alert. May the Lord be gracious to us. Sometimes when we gather for a long period of time, and so we treat things with contempt, very casual comment. Oh, I come to worship, I assemble, I serve, I'm forcing it. And sometimes when we're sharing, it's like we're sleep talking. We don't know what we're actually saying. We don't know exactly what we're saying. Our lips are moving and speaking, but we're slumbering and it's sleep talking. But if our spirits are awake, alert, dear brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord. I see many older brothers and sisters. They are very serious. They mean business with the Lord. And when I sit and hear them speak, I'm not only focused on how wonderful their word is speaking, but I deeply sense and feel. He knows exactly what he is speaking about. What a great difference. Many speak, but they don't know what they're speaking about. This morning, how I need the Lord's mercy. I hope that I'm able to preach clearly what I understand. I'm not only accumulating spiritual words and speaking them. We cannot slumber. Our spirit must be alert, awake. Dear brothers and sisters, we must prepare in this way. So in Matthew chapter 24, the Lord is speaking to the disciples very detailedly about the kingdom of heaven in the last days. And these words are very important. I hope that during our time together, brothers and sisters, if you make the time, 24, 25章, that you'll read well again these two chapters, Matthew 24 and 25. Read carefully in detail. And may the Lord give us wisdom from above. So that we know how we ought to follow him well on earth. So that his words enlighten us. And so his word will correct us. And so that we will walk to the end. Because we only have a short amount of time. And we continue to see. The Lord gives very important parables. These four important parables. Starting with chapter 24, verse 45. Chapter 25 on. There are four parables here.
那么最后一个呢,
The last one, this last parable about the sheep and the goat is concerning the Gentiles. We won't focus on that one.
那么我们这次呢, 要把我们的注意力放在这三个比喻上面。
So we'll focus on the three parables at the end of chapter 24 and the first two in chapter 25.
因为很多读马太福音的人呢,
because many who read the gospel according to Matthew,
都告诉我们说呢, 马太福音24章第一节到44节,
they tell us from Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 to 44,
在字面上来讲, 他有些东西是对犹太人说的。
On the letter of the word, some things are spoken, main audience is to the Jews.
有一些东西你不能临意解的。
Some things we cannot understand it as a type spiritually.
它是按照那个话来应验。
But it's fulfilled according to the letter of the word to the Jews.
当然在属灵的上面来讲, 这些话对我们是个提醒。
Of course, spiritually, it is a reminder for us.
然后从马太福音24章45节开始,
But from Matthew chapter 24, starting with verse 45 on,
那么到后面的这个, 那是主给教会的。
It is the Lord speaking to the church.
然后最后一个是给外邦。
And the last parable in 25 is speaking to the Gentiles.
所以主给教会的这三个比方,
so these three parables that the Lord speaking to the church,
是我们这一次特会呢, 我主要的负担,
is my main burden for the conference, for the time for us together.
我也希望弟兄姊妹们 能够进入这三个比喻的内容。
So I hope brothers and sisters can reread and enter into the content and the substance of these parables.
这样我们就知道我们在努力什么。
And then we will know what we are striving diligently for.
我们就知道那个努力的方向和努力的目标在哪里。
Then we know the direction which we strive and what the purpose we are striving.
我不能光讲跟讲去努力怎么努力啊,
I can say, oh, strive diligently. Where?
主要我们努力, 主给我们方向, 给我们目标呢?
The Lord encourages us to strive. He gives us the direction and the purpose.
所以这三段特别的重要。
So these three parables are very important.
啊, 我现在简单的先把它讲一下。
So here I simply will go over it.
啊, 第一个,
the first one,
就是要看顾好神的家人。
Now that is to look well after the household of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
把神的家看好了。
Now, when we rule well in the house of God,
把弟兄姊妹看顾好了,
when we take care well the brothers and sisters,
非常的重要,
it is very important.
那么第二段,
the second part,
就告诉我们说呢, 将来有个婚宴,
it tells us there is a wedding banquet,
羔羊的婚宴,
the wedding banquet of the Lamb.
我们怎样能够进入羔羊的婚宴,
how we can enter into this wedding banquet of the Lamb.
怎样让我们灯里面有油,
how there would be oil in our lamp,
让我们里面的灯是明亮的,
and that the lamp will shine brightly.
那么第三个比方,
and the third parable,
就是要我们好好地经营神的家业,
how we can traffic well, do business well with the matters of the house of God.
啊, 家业,
and that is the inheritance,
the
property of the house.
Yeah, 我们经营神的家业,
that when we will do business well with the property of the house, these three things, it is the parable of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹,你很清楚会看见,
brothers and sisters, we see very clearly.
那么,这个家跟国是连在一起的,
this house and the kingdom, they are connected.
你要能把 天国彰显出来,
if we're to manifest the kingdom of heaven,
你需要有家的内容,
or we must have the substance of the house.
家是里面的,
now the house is within,
天国是外面的彰显,
so the kingdom is a manifestation without.
所以这两件事情其实是一件事情的两面,
and so it is the same matter, two sides of the coin.
所以神要我们把所有的注意都放在神的家上面,
God wants us to focus all our attention into his house.
啊, 这个真是太重要了。
Now, this is very important.
说明愿意靠主的怜悯,
so by the mercy of the Lord,
主若许可,
if the Lord wills,
我们下面的三堂,
the three times we have together,
我们就讲三个比方,
we'll go into these three parables,
让我们看看,
so that we'll see
我们应当怎样来努力进天国,
how we then strive diligently by force into the kingdom of heaven.
请低头我们再一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊,我们伏伏在你的脚前向你敬拜,
Lord, we prostrate at thy feet to worship thee.
感谢你的拣选,
we thank thee for thy choice.
感谢你在我们身上的工作。
We thank thee for thy work upon each one of us.
感谢你为着未来给我们荣耀的盼望。
And we thank thee for the glorious hope that thou hast given each one of us.
主啊，但愿这一次的特会。
Lord, we pray that during this time together,
你把我们带到天的境界。
And that thou will lead us into the realms of heaven.
让我们的眼能够看见未来的荣耀。
That our eyes will be set on that glory to come.
就是你在创世以前。在你荣耀旨意里面所定规的那个目的。
Even thy glorious will which thou have willed before the foundation of the world.
但愿没有一个弟兄姊妹是被漏掉。
That all of us will not be passed.
我们知道时间的紧迫。
None of us will be passed. We know how urgent time is.
感谢你还把机会留给我们。
Lord, we thank thee thou affords us this opportunity.
主啊，愿你的灵运行在这个地方。
Lord, may thy spirit move greatly in this place.
带领弟兄姊妹进入你话语的光中。
Thou will lead us into the light of thy word.
让我们在这里学习思想。
So that as we learn to consider and meditate.
学习寻求。
To seek.
学习把自己交在主手中。
Now to learn to place ourselves into thy hand.
主啊，我们渴慕你能够快回来。
Lord, how we long for thy coming.
我们更渴慕在你来的日子，我们都能进天国。
How we hope at thy coming we will all enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主，我们相信你的恩典是够我们用的。
Lord, we believe we know thy grace is sufficient for us.
正像使徒保罗所说的一样。
Just as the apostle Paul said.
你能救我们进天国。
That will preserve us into the heavenly kingdom.
主啊，愿你救我们。
Lord, preserve us, deliver us.
我们对你说，我们在这里。
Lord, we say we are here.
愿我们这班圣徒们
May all thy saints
在地上成为预备好的百姓
There will be people that are made ready
能够叫你回来的时候
So at thy coming
看见地上有荣耀
There will be glory
我们谢谢你给我们的恩典
Lord, we thank thee for thy grace
谢谢你的同在
We thank thee for thy presence
垂听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen